I'm Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Senator Steve Daines called the 2018 Farm Bill a win for Montana on a press call Wednesday morning.
Agriculture is a number one economic driver in Montana. The important outcome of passing the Farm Bill is that it provides certainty for Montana farmers or Montana ranchers in difficult times.
The nearly $900 billion bill sets crop insurance rates, puts food on the table for needy Americans, and funds conservation and rural development grants for the next 5 years. The Senate passed the bill Tuesday, and the House followed suit Wednesday. It now heads to President Donald Trump's desk for ratification. For the first time, the Farm Bill legalizes industrial hemp.
We've been getting some good feedback from Montana farmers about the potential of hemp in Montana. But of course, that's not a drug.
The Bozeman Republican says he doesn't see hemp's legalization as a precursor to legalizing medical or recreational marijuana at the federal level. Daines said the Farm Bill also includes a number of forest management reforms, like expanding good neighbor authority to tribes and counties. Good neighbor authority currently allows states to do projects on federal public lands if the state is doing similar work on its land, too. Montana offered its first good neighbor authority timber sale on U.S. Forest Service land earlier this year.
I strongly believe that allowing a stronger voice of local governments and tribes in the process of forest management is a good thing, and that's something I worked with Senator Klobuchar again to get that passed.
The 2018 Farm Bill also maintains exemptions to public input on forest thinning projects smaller than 3,000 acres, and it creates new exemptions for projects in sage grouse and mule deer habitat up to 4,500 acres. Daines had called for more sweeping forest management reforms that didn't make it into the final bill, like simplifying environmental impact statements to yes or no recommendations and reworking how lawsuits against forest management projects are handled.
It's going to be an ongoing battle to continue to try to streamline the process, allow us to be better stewards of our national forests, because either we manage our forests or they're going to manage us. So there's more work to do in the area of forest management.
Daines also lamented that stricter work requirements for people who receive Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits, or food stamps, were also struck from the final bill.
Sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some. At the end of the day, we need to get the Farm Bill passed on behalf of Montana farmers and ranchers. And SNAP is an important safety net for many Montanans. So that's why I voted yes.
Daines says the 2018 Farm Bill also includes improvements for rural broadband, secures funding for agriculture research stations across Montana, and supports conservation programs for farmers and ranchers. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.